Welcome to the Morning Manna podcast. I am Greg Fadness, lead pastor at Lighthouse Church in Twin Falls, Idaho. I'm so glad that you've joined me this morning or this afternoon, whenever it is when you're watching this. So we are going through the Psalms, and Morning Manna, these podcasts are designed just to get us into the Word for about 10 minutes and just kind of get us meditating, thinking about the Word of God, and so that's it. That's the goal. It's simple. So Psalm 3 this morning. Psalm 3. It says in the description, in the introduction to the psalm, a psalm of David when he fled from Absalom, his son. Now, a lot of you are familiar with the story of David and his sin with Bathsheba, right? And then had her husband Uriah killed and that whole sordid affair that happened in David's life. Well, what you may or may not remember is that because of all that, the prophet told David, and I'll just read it to you here, 2 Samuel 12:10, "Now therefore, David, the sword shall never depart from your house, because you have despised me and taken the wife of Uriah the Hittite to be your wife." The sword will never depart from your house. You're going to have problems in your family. So now, Absalom, David's son, he for a couple years would basically park himself in the city gate and would talk to people and tell them that his dad was really unavailable and didn't really care about them. But Absalom, oh, well, he cares. And so he was deceiving the people and trying to get people onto his side of things so that he could stage a coup. And that's exactly what he did. And David had to flee from the city. And it was a terrible, terrible time in David's life. But this is that prophecy coming true, the sword not departing from his house. So on the occasion of David leaving the city, his son having, staged this coup against his dad, and is now acting as king in Jerusalem, David, on the way out, he writes this psalm. And it's full of heartache. But it's also full of faith. So let's look at it. First of all, I want you to notice David's cry. "O Lord, how many are my foes? Many are rising against me. Many are saying of my soul, there's no salvation for him in God." People are talking about David, and they're saying, you know what? God's abandoned him. He's forsaken. Man, there's going to be times in life where it looks to everyone that you are down and out and God is not with you. David was there, and he knew that everybody, David who had ascended to the heights as king and slew Goliath and had so many victories and was so popular, songwriter, worship leader, all of it, the heights. And now he's had to leave the city. And people are talking about him like God's not with him anymore. What a place to be. So David voices that to the Lord. But secondly, I want you to see David's confidence. "But you, O Lord, are a shield about me, my glory and the lifter of my head. I cried aloud to the Lord, and he answered me from his holy hill." So David knows that people are talking about him in a negative way. And listen, that hurts. We are people with emotions. David had emotions, and it hurts when you know that people are saying things about you that are not good and so on. And so David realizes that, cries out to God, and then in faith, "But you, Lord, you're a shield about me. You are with me." And so no matter what anybody's opinion may be of me, Lord, you're with me and you're enough. Me and you, we make a majority. And that's true of you, Christian. You might be in one of those places in life right now where you're being misunderstood or accused or whatever. But the Lord is with you, and He knows. Well, not only David's confidence, but watch this, David's slumber, verse 5. I lay down and slept. I woke again, for the Lord sustained me. I will not be afraid of many thousands of people who have set themselves against me all around. Love that. David went to bed that night, and he slept like a baby. He had a great night's sleep. The Lord sustained him. And it's interesting that man, when you seek the Lord, when you're in a time of difficulty and you seek the Lord, how the peace of God that transcends understanding, it guards our hearts and our minds. I think of Peter when he was in jail. He was actually handcuffed to a guard, Acts chapter 12, and he slept, even though the next day he was supposed to be capitally killed. And he was sleeping through the night. God does that for His people. Well, I want you to notice David's clarity. Verse 7, arise, O Lord, save me, O my God, for You strike down all my enemies on the cheek, and You break the teeth of the wicked. So the clarity, David, he's God's child, God's man. And then there are those who are not. They're distanced from the Lord. And David has clarity about that. And then one more thing before we close, and that's David's heart. This spoke to me. Verse 8, salvation belongs to the Lord. Your blessing be upon Your people. David had a heart for God's people. David loved the congregation. He loved the people of God. To put it in our day and age, he loved the church. Listen, Christian, do you love the church? Do you love God's people? You ought to, because you're going to spend forever with them. And a lot of people criticize the church and criticize God's people. And I get it. There's plenty of things you can criticize. But over and over again in the Bible, we see a heart that honors and esteems the church. Jesus loves His bride. So listen, have a great day, and we'll see you next time.